Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Wow! I feel good.
Oh, this can make you feel real good. Father's Day weekend coming up, 99.5 QYK. Happy Father's Day in advance to you, Mr. Kevin.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely. I got the perfect gift for you, too.
Is it my Tom Brady jersey?
It's coming next month. Okay. It's coming next month. I got it.
All right.
All right.
Second best.
For this weekend.
Okay.
All right. Denny's is doing a bacon bouquet for Father's Day.
Ooh. What?
Yes. Bacon bouquet for Father's Day. This weekend, you can order $25 worth of food from Denny's through Postmates, which is one of the delivery services, and you will get a bacon bouquet for Father's Day.
Ooh. I love this.
That sounds delicious.
That does.
What is it? Well, it's a whole bunch of bacon wrapped up in paper like a bouquet of flowers.
Yep, I can picture it right now.
I can taste it.
Yes, I can.
$25 worth of food from Denny's on Postmates Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if you put the promo code in, bacon bouquet in the Postmates app, they'll throw one in for free. So, you get a nice little club there, get something for the kids, chicken fingers. Moon over my hammies.
Yes. I love how you know the menu. It's great. Yes.
Maybe what a big old grand slam. Mm. It adds up to $25 real fast.
Yes,
you can do breakfast, and that bacon bouquet gets delivered. Oh, my.
Love it.
And this, if you want to check this out, it's on our Facebook page as well. Sounds delish.
Yes.
Matt Still, Everywhere But On right now. It's 99.5 QYK, your morning motivation coming up for you at 7:05. Thanks for having us on.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, brand new 7:15 second date update. It is JR and Kevin. Lana here as well. 99.5 QYK. We've got Marcy on the phone this morning. She reached out to us on Facebook. Good morning, Marcy.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Well, I'm good. You know, it would be better if I could find out what's going on and you guys can help me out.
Well, you told us about this guy, Daryl, a little bit, but why don't you tell everybody about it and what went on your date and all that?
All right. So he picked me up for dinner, you know, and on our way to dinner, he got a flat tire.
Oh, not good.
Yeah, I know. So he's trying, you know, he goes out to change the tire and whatnot. And, you know, it was taking a little bit long, so I just went out to check to see what was going on. And I ended up helping him out, you know. And then by the time it was all done, we had missed our dinner reservation. So we just found a place nearby and got some drinks, you know, and just had some laughs and whatnot. And I thought we had a great time, but I haven't heard from him.
Okay.
You know? So I need your guys' help.
So after you guys had a flat tire and you got a change, you actually did go on a little date. Maybe not the date you had planned on, but...
Right, yeah. But we went and grabbed some drinks, you know?
Yeah.
Did anything happen on the date then when you guys got drinks? Everything was okay?
Yeah, everything was fine. I mean, from my perspective, I thought I would definitely hear from him again.
Yeah, you know, I like to ask how the date ended up. Like, did you guys leave it open-ended? Did you guys talk about another date?
I mean, we didn't mention another date, but it seemed like I would have gotten a text or a phone call.
Right. So you've just been completely in the dark about this.
Yeah.
All right, Marcy. So if you can't think of anything else, I think we just got to call Daryl, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on for me.
All right, thanks.
We are trying to help out Marcy this morning on the 7:15 second date update. It is Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. Your first thoughts about Marcy, Kevin?
So they had a date scheduled. They had a dinner reservation, but he got a flat tire on the way there.
Right.
So then there goes the dinner plan. So they met up for drinks afterward, and she said everything went great. She can't understand why, but now he's not responding back to her. So I'm interested to see, was it something with the tire? Did something happen? Or was it really something on the date?
Well, the fact that they continued on after the tire
has to be good, right?
I feel like that was a good thing.
Yeah.
They kind of made the most of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's try to call Daryl and see if we can get him on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Daryl?
It is.
Hey, Daryl, sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR from 99.5 QYK and Tampa Bay's morning crew. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I always cringe to see what they're going to say.
Oh, yeah. I love
it. Hey, man, sorry to bother you this morning. We are doing our 7:15 second date update. Here's what we do. We talk to people about dates they went on, and we try to figure out what's going on because we heard from Marcy, a girl that you went on a date with.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was very excited about hanging out with you again, and she hasn't heard anything back. What's going on?
Yeah, I did.
Do you mind talking with us on the radio? I got to ask your permission. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess it's fine.
All right, appreciate that. So what's going on? Marcy seemed really upbeat about the date. Even though you guys had a flat tire, she said, we still got drinks afterwards.
Yeah, I picked her up for dinner, and I ended up getting a flat tire.
Yep.
And it was just a really embarrassing situation. I never changed the tire on this new car that I have, and I kind of couldn't figure it out.
Uh-oh.
I forgot I had, like, a wheel lock, and I don't know. It was really embarrassing, and she had to help me out. So
wait, she helped you change the tire?
Yeah.
All right, so you just feel a little embarrassed about that?
Yeah, I just felt like, I don't know, I just felt like the whole day was kind of crap. I don't know. It was a crappy situation.
Did you let her drive afterwards as well?
No.
I'm just kidding, Daryl. I'm sorry. That was a low blow. My bad.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Thanks. Well, I think you're fretting about this too much because Marcy's the one that reached out to us, and she didn't seem too worried about it. It might be in your head. And the fact is, a lot of people forget that they have a wheel lock on their car.
That's true.
There's just that one lug nut. Exactly.
You don't know what that is.
Yeah. So if you have like a custom rim or something or a newer car, sometimes there's a wheel lock so people can't steal your rims. Well, listen, Marcy's on the phone with us, Daryl. Marcy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
Sorry, Daryl.
Hey, Marcy. I mean, you heard what Daryl had to say.
I don't really think it's a big deal. You know, like, honestly, the only reason I know all that is because my dad's a mechanic. So I've been around all that stuff all my life, you know? But
convenient.
It's not a big deal, Daryl. Like, honestly, I'm sure that there's stuff you know that I probably don't that you could help me with along the line, you know, somewhere down the road. Like, I don't really think that should stop us from hanging out.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Daryl, have some more confidence in yourself.
Yeah. It's fine. It was just an embarrassing situation, and I kind of just wanted to forget about it, I guess.
It's so not a big deal. It's already forgotten. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's on the radio.
Well, you know. I'm trying to help you.
But, Daryl, like I said, I think this is in your own head. I mean, now you know you're not going to make that mistake again. And, by the way, having a mechanic as a friend is very handy.
That is.
Yeah, I don't think I need a mechanic. I got it under control now.
Okay, good.
One, you know, it was a slip-up. The new car, so...
So, can we move on?
Yeah, I've moved on. I mean...
Well, you haven't moved on from Marcy, right? I mean, Marcy was just trying to help in the situation, right?
Right. No, it's not. I'm not blaming her for anything. It just,
I hope not.
You know, just kind of, I guess I just kind of want to put it in the back of my mind and forget about it.
Man, I feel like, give this guy confidence boots, Lana. I'm trying to help
Daryl,
him out.
Well, what does your dad do? Maybe there's something that he can help Marcy with sometimes.
Good.
My dad's in finance.
Perfect.
Well, there you go.
Yes. A lot of relationship problems are about money.
Absolutely.
There you go. Daryl, Marcy obviously doesn't care about this. She wants to go on a real date with you, so what do you think?
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
maybe,
wow.
Maybe she'll drive.
Yeah, Marcy drives.
She drives. We'll call a limo for you guys. No, but listen, Daryl, we're having fun with you, but Marcy, obviously you are down to go on another date, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let us do this. We want to pay for it. We're going to set you guys up another date. Whatever place you want to go, we'll make it happen for you. I'm going to put you guys on hold. Kevin will set you up. What do you think?
That sounds good to me. What do you think, Daryl?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Yay!
Yes. There you go. That should boost your confidence a little bit, Daryl. It's not a big deal. It happens to all of us.
All right.
Hang on for us, guys.
All right, cool.
I mean, I feel bad for Daryl. He was embarrassed, but that's okay. It's kind of a cool story. Like, you got a story now for your first date.
Right.
Something happened. You can always look back on it. And that happens to a lot of people.
You know, and like you said, it's not a bad thing for her to know a few things about
absolutely.
Cars. I could barely even check my oil the other day. I mean, I had to show you pictures and asked if it was...
Is this right? Is my oil right? That's okay.
Right. You know, even, I mean, girls doing those types of things and knowing that, I mean, that's good, you know?
I love that. I love that.
Using a lawnmower and a weed eater and stuff.
Yeah. Or what do you think about this? Would this have been a deal breaker for you? Or would you have supported Daryl in this? Or do you want to give Daryl a little self-confidence right now? Hit us up. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Here's the birthday boy right here. Blake Shelton turns 44 today on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. It's JR and Kevin. Lana here as well. And we are talking about this spike we're having here in Florida. It's actually happening in Texas and California as well. But we've seen it quite a bit here. 2,500 new cases of the coronavirus in the last 24 hours.
That's a lot.
That's a lot happening.
More than doubled.
Right.
Now.
And so it's kind of concerning. I mean, I know that we were all happy to be able to go back out and grab a drink somewhere and go to a restaurant and all that without having to do takeout. I know Kevin had a little date night with his wife.
Yep, we've done that a few times.
Yeah. A few times.
It was great.
Now, after seeing these spikes, have you checked up a little bit? Are you kind of reconsidering that?
For me and her to go out, I would be okay with it, but I wouldn't take the kids.
Not the kids. No, no way.
Mm-mm.
I'm so excited because it was like the movie theaters were opening up and back, you know, whatnot.
Theme parks and all these museums for the kids.
Sure.
And now I don't blame you, Kevin, for just maybe kind of wanting to keep them in a little bit.
Yeah, let's just see. Maybe just give it a few weeks and just see what happens the next couple of weeks. You know, personally, I've been wearing my mask. I used to not wear a mask when I went to Publix or Target or wherever. Right. Now I am, and I'm going to wear it out wherever I go just to, because, you know, with the spike, I mean, I'm a little nervous about it.
Yeah, I am too.
So more nervous than I was when it first hit. It's strange because it was more scary, I think, back then, but I'm being more protective of myself now more so than then, which is interesting.
And not only that, you're being more protective of other people as well by doing that. So, and we've been actually wearing them more here in the building.
If I go to the copy machine, I put a mask on.
Yeah. I mean, just trying to protect people here.
I probably won't see anybody, but I still do it.
Yeah. And you feel safe.
I do.
It's like a big hug.
Yeah.
I spoke to my dad about Father's Day this weekend, and he doesn't want to go out to a restaurant.
Right.
He's like, let's do takeout and just bring it back to the house. I was like, whatever you want, you know.
I get it. I mean, and we knew this was probably going to happen a little bit. I didn't think it was going to spike this much.
Yeah.
With things opening up and whatnot, and people being quarantined, not everybody quarantined alone. People have quarantined, you know, with friends, had friends over and whatnot. I mean, you were telling me a story in Jacksonville that was crazy.
Right. A girl, they all went to the first night out. They went to an Irish pub, and all 15 of them have now tested positive for coronavirus. That is the only thing that they all have in common. She said the first night we go out, all got coronavirus.
Wow, man.
So it's one of those things. And I think we all just need to do what's best for ourselves.
Yeah.
And we all need to just make the right decisions and be careful about what we're doing and where we're going.
We might have been a little overeager. I think it's safe to say that we were all ready to go.
I was.
This is it.
I'll raise my hand right here.
Here's a starting gate. Let's go. Everybody's ready to go. I mean, and you know, and we are told it's safe and do social distancing, but I think people kind of went out the window with that. You know, I can't say that I was real strict about it, you know, being at the beach and beach bars and all that stuff. So,
well, and now in St. Petersburg, they have decided, new ruling is that all employees and businesses must now wear masks.
Wow. I mean, I want to know what you think. I want to know what people think right now. Do you think we rushed back into this? Do you think you feel still okay? Do you still feel safe? Is there some changes that need to be made? I want to hear what you got. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. And we are talking about the spike in coronavirus right now and how things are going around town. And maybe we need to check up a little bit. Maybe we rushed back in to opening up. But also, you got to think about the economy, you know. And we were told that it was safe. Florida had, you know, a low count of cases. And a lot of people came to escape where they were and came down to visit. And so that could be, you know, something for the spike. But 2,500 new cases in the last 24 hours is a little alarming.
Yes, exactly. You need to stop and you need to just kind of reevaluate. Okay, what have I been doing? Maybe I could do a little bit better.
Right. Luann's in Sarasota right now. Luann, what do you think about this?
Well, what I think is, and I'm a nurse, I don't know what that group of girls or guys' status was as far as testing prior to the pub.
Right.
I don't know what made them all decide to go test in unison, and now everyone is positive. And also, if you don't feel comfortable, stay home. Otherwise, wear a mask. I just think that they're making too much of it. That's all. And that's just my opinion.
Who's making too much of it?
The public is, instead of following the guidelines, which are stay home if you don't feel comfortable or wear a mask, instead people go out, go unmasked in groups, and then go on TV and say, oh, I tested positive. It's almost like they're trying to drum up an issue that I really don't think is, it's there, but to a point. I think the governor is smart to reopen things because that will be worse if more people lose jobs and this isn't going to go anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, you know, definitely understand the economy part of this. As a nurse, have you felt a big impact where you work?
A big impact in that the census is down. I personally went and got myself tested because I was concerned that I might be an asymptomatic carrier.
Right.
And I wasn't. So I'm negative, and okay. We all wear masks, and we all have our temps taken. And so just be wise. That's all. Just be wise.
All right, Luann. Thanks for calling, okay. And appreciate what you do as a nurse.
Yeah, and you take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Day. And Luann's talking about, we were a little bit earlier, we're talking about this group of girls in Jacksonville who went out to a pub, and 14 of them, I think, right, mm-hmm. You said, Lana?
Right.
And then they all tested positive after that one night. So, I mean, I think, obviously, the solution is to err on the side of caution.
Right.
We don't want to be quarantined again at home or have home orders or whatnot, but it is one of those things. I mean, you're going to see a spike as people start going out more and more. I mean, protests, people gathering with protests and stuff like that. You got to think about that as well. But it is what it is. This is a new, like we always say, new norm. And I feel like that's such a tired phrase. But the thing is, it's real. Yep. It's happening. We got to really take charge of this and throw a mask on.
And that's, and like Kevin said, I kind of got away from wearing a mask a little bit when I was doing some shopping. I have now put my mask back on, and I'm continuing to wear it, even here in the office.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. I mean, when we kind of scaled back things, it made a huge difference. It flattened the curve. But, you know, we got to continue to do a little bit till we really get this thing under control. Here's what the mayor of St. Pete said.
Beginning at 5 p.m. on Friday, all St. Pete businesses, including restaurants, bars, gyms, retail establishments, entertainment businesses, and personal service businesses such as barbershops and salons will be required to have their employees wear a face mask or covering while in areas of the business open to the public.
There you go. I mean, err on the side of caution. Just be safe. Now, I tried to call Lana the other day to get a hold of her, had to talk to her about something very important, and she called me and said, hey, I was getting my eyebrows done. Leave me alone. Isn't that right?
That's true. I was.
Were you wearing a mask?
I have to.
There you go.
Yeah, both of us do.
Eyebrows look great, by the way.
Thank you.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, a couple of big things coming up tomorrow. Rascal Flatts are going to debut their brand new song right here on 99.5 QYK at 6:50 in the morning.
And it's their last single they're putting out, right?
This is going to be their final single, but it's such a great song. I've actually heard it. The title is How They Remember You.
Oh, farewell tour. I get it. Yeah. I see where they're going with this.
Kind of
I got
farewell
you.
Song,
why are you not sharing it with us? Kevin and I want to hear it.
Well, tomorrow. Okay. I had to sign a piece of paper, said I wouldn't play it until tomorrow.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous, Lana.
All right, that's happening at 6:50. And then at 4 o'clock, we get to kick off our weekend with a mini concert from Michael Ray.
Oh, your crush. Florida boy right there.
I do have a huge crush on him. So
he's married, Lana.
Yes, Lana.
I know. All right. Moving on, Josh Turner is coming out with a new album. He just announced this, called Country State of Mind. That'll be out on August 21st. Joining him on the record are Randy Travis, Chris Christopherson, Chris Jansen, Maddie and Tay, and Runaway June. So I'm kind of excited to hear this new album.
Absolutely.
From Josh
cool.
Turner. All right. Scotty McCreary, we all know, is a huge fan of Tom Brady, big Patriots fan. Of course, he was kind of bummed out when, you know, Tom left. But he was recently talking about what he thought of Tom in the new Buccaneer jerseys. This is what he had to say.
Man, it's still a tough pill to swallow. But for me, it's all love. You know, nobody gets to spend 20 years with a quarterback, let alone the GOAT. So a lot of championships won, a lot of good memories. And, you know, even Michael Jordan had to go and play for the Wizards at the end of his career. So it's all good.
Well, hopefully it's not like MJ and the Wizards.
Let's
hopefully
hope
Tom
not.
Brady really takes it up a notch for us.
Please.
Sorry, Scotty.
All right, and today is June 18th. A big happy birthday to Mr. Blake Shelton. He turns 44 years old today, and he talks about some of the musical influences in his whole life.
Between Garth and George Strait and Earl Thomas Conley, there's a handful of artists that had that kind of impact on me. Not just that I was into their music, it was the kind of thing that made me understand what I wanted to do with my life.
Well, he's done something with his life, that's for sure.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. He's influenced a lot of other people's music, you know, with the voice and whatnot. Been a great coach. And made a ton of money.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And the other thing is Blake Shelton's new restaurant is going to be opening up in Orlando starting tomorrow. And I don't know, there were some rumors flying around that maybe he was going to be in town for that, but we have absolutely no confirmation of that. But
well, Lana would know since she's hearing all the new music first without us. Have you signed another paper? Not allowed to tell us?
Seriously.
Goodness gracious.
All right, what was the song that started it all for Blake Shelton's career? Do you remember?
I believe it was about the capital of Texas,
yes,
Austin.
It was.
All right, this is a perfect song right here for my dating life. Seems like it could be impossible. But that's all right. So I told Lana this, I told Kevin this. I don't think they believe me. Neither one of them believe me, have any confidence in me when it comes to this. I said, I'm deleting dating apps.
No way.
I'm done.
No
I'm
way.
Out. No more.
You sit in here and swipe all day.
No, I don't.
You swipe.
I have. Okay, yes. I will admit that I have before.
Not during the commercial breaks.
The boss
he's
is swiping. Okay, good. Thank you for saying that. Since the boss is listening.
Yes.
Kevin, you don't believe me that I can get off it? You haven't seen my frustration with this?
Here's what I'll say. I think you can get off of the dating apps for a little bit, but you're going to go right back to it at some point.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
JR, how many dating apps are you on?
Just two.
Okay.
Yeah. Just two. But you know what? Here's the deal. Here's why. All right. Talked to a lot of people. Met a lot of nice people. Haven't gone on a lot of dates just because of everything going on. But a lot of, that's one part of it is because people are scared still kind of with the COVID and whatnot. But two, it's just like a lot of surfacey conversations that you're trying to keep up with people. And it's like, I barely talk to anybody over text. So it's like, oh man, it just seems like a chore is what it comes out to be.
Oh, so you're finding that the more girls that you're interacting with, now they're going to keep continuing to interact with you.
Which is fine. I mean,
you're texting the wrong things to the wrong girls and you got in trouble.
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. Thank you, Lana.
Thanks for the date the other night. I had a great time. Wait, I haven't gone out with you yet.
I keep my game tight. Don't worry about that. But my point is, you just have like all these conversations that are going, they're surfacing. You're like, all right, where's this going? We're not going to hang out. We're not going to go out for a meal, probably. I mean, it's just really surfacey. So that's why I'm just kind of over it. I'd rather meet someone in person where I can really find, not that these girls don't, but I can really get a read on somebody in substance, and you're not just judging them by their picture. Swear to you.
Right. Well, I mean, we can all admit that you pretty much are judging them by
right,
their picture
first.
Right.
I don't like that.
Well, where are you going to meet this nice girl? Because you hang out at the beach, and you go to beach bars.
Right.
Which
well,
are a lot of great girls down there.
I'm going to call Governor DeSantis and said, I need you to keep everything open because I need to meet people.
That should go well.
I need that. Okay. Don't worry about the economy.
Kevin, where did you meet your wife?
I met her through a girl that used to work here at the station who was a friend of mine, and it was her birthday party, and my wife was there.
Oh.
Yep.
Nice.
No dating apps here.
Just want to let everybody know that I was given a lot of trouble right there by Lana for meeting people at bars.
No, hey, Lana, that's what I meant. My current boyfriend.
That's where I was going right
now.
It was
not at a bar. It was at a party.
Not you. Lana. I asked Lana where she met her boyfriend. And you said?
At a bar. Hula Bay.
Hula Bay. Maybe I need to go hang out there. All right, so you can check in with me in a week and see, and I will be 100% honest. I'll show you my phone.
I think you'll be okay in a week.
What are you going to...
It's in a few weeks that I'm going to question.
But what are you going to do all night? Isn't that what you do?
Man, what are you talking about all night?
That can't be his whole life.
That's not my whole life.
Well, okay.
I go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, right out loud.
I know. What are you going to do from 7 to 9?
7 to 9? Oh, I don't know. Pick up a series on Netflix or something like that.
There you go.
Just enjoy my single life with my dog.
There's a lot of other places that you can meet women.
All right. Go, give me one.
Dog park?
Ooh, that's actually a good one because Petey's a closer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. He's a good-looking pup. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. All right. I'll keep you updated on that, too. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. Got to give a big shout-out to Feeding Tampa Bay. I mean, they have been crushing it in a time that's been unprecedented.
These numbers that you read, and I'm going to tell you here, are just scary. They said 70% of the people that are visiting Feeding Tampa Bay mega pantries right now, they are doing this for the first time. So 70%
of them.
Yeah, for the very first time. I mean, these people never thought they would find themselves right in food lines trying to get food. Prior to the pandemic, Feeding Tampa Bay experienced about 600,000 people in our community, which is a lot of people that were using their facilities. Now the number has magnified to 1.7 million people. There's a lot of people right now, no jobs, no money. They just need help. And Feeding Tampa Bay has always been there for them. They are huge in this community.
Amazing.
Amazing. And this is where so many people that have been working continue making paychecks, where you can help out, because $20 provides groceries for a family of four. And these groceries that they're doing at these mega pantries, it provides groceries for them for 3 to 4 days. And that includes fresh fruit. So we're asking, Kevin put all this information up at our website, 995QIK.com. There's all these different pantry distribution areas that you can go to. Hillsborough County, Manatee County, Pinellas County, Pasco, and Polk, where you can actually go to get the food, and then online, or you can even text in the word meals to a number to make donations. But they are just incredible people. They never stop. No matter when times get hard, Feeding Tampa Bay is always here for this community.
Yeah, it's staggering, the numbers, the fact that they have more than doubled people that are visiting these pantries. But I mean, gosh, Tampa Bay stepping up once again, and this organization is so good. And like you said, they've always been there, and I'm learning more and more about the Tampa Bay area. I've only been here a few months, but I keep hearing that Feeding Tampa Bay and how great they are. And, you know, when you read stats like this, you go, thank God for them, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there's a lot of us who are still working and still getting paychecks, and then on top of it, getting stimulus checks. So.
Right.
$20. Right. I mean, literally. I mean, if there's something that you can do to help out the people in your community, and just hats off to people at Feeding Tampa Bay.
Awesome. This info is at 995QIK.com. Well, this is a feel-good story for you right here, 995QIK. We are all dog lovers on this show, of course. We all have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And your worst nightmare is your dog running off, or you're losing your dog. It's the
losing your dog, not knowing where your dog is.
Right. And your dog going missing, all right? Well, that happened to a gentleman in Northern California named Robert. His dog, Matrix, wandered off his 40-acre ranch, which is kind of crazy to think about. Couldn't find him, and his dog went into the nearby woods and got lost. So he's like looking around, can't find him. He's out on his ATVs looking around the property, can't find his dog.
Ugh.
Gets the idea to hook up a loudspeaker at his property, like a big PA.
Yeah.
Like you would like see at Disneyland or something like that.
That's smart.
Disney World. And starts calling the dog's name, Matrix, Matrix, on this big loudspeaker so it could be heard.
Volume 10.
Volume 10. Matrix comes stumbling out of the woods because he heard his dad's name. And you hear dad calling him. And it was funny because Robert said, I'll be honest with you, he looked a little embarrassed. He looked a little embarrassed, like, I can't believe I got lost.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. Didn't mean to scare you. But he was all muddy, and he came out, and it was good, though, because he got his dog back. And that's a feel-good story right there.
Yes.
I love that.
What a relief. I mean, Lana, you would be an absolute mess
if
Louie ran away.
Oh, 100%. If I didn't know where he was,
she'd be like, show's canceled, everybody come with me.
Oh, I wouldn't come into work.
No, you'd be calling us, too, like, get your butts over here.
We're going into the woods.
Bring your loudspeaker. Just crank up your radio. We'll just call, Louie, get over here.
Really, all you need is a treat, and he'll come.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll put treats in our pockets. All right, that's your feel-good story right there. It's 995 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us. Here's Brantley Gilbert. One hell of an amen. All right, time for Trending in Tampa Bay on 99.5 QYK. We go live now to veteran CMA award-winning radio personality, Kevin. Yes,
thank you for the intro. A lot of Major League Baseball talk this week. Well, we got some more new news. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred met face-to-face with Union Chief Tony Clark, and Manfred said yesterday that they came up with a jointly developed framework that we agreed could form the basis of an agreement. So good news. The owners put that into words with a new proposal giving players the full prorated pay that they wanted over a 60-game season, which would start around July 19th. Playoffs would be extended this season and also for the 2021 season. Rays player representative Tyler Glasnow said, "It's really encouraging to see both sides working together to get a deal done. There are still some details that need to be ironed out, but guys are working out and staying ready." So hopefully July 19th.
It's a month away. There's going to be baseball?
Let's hope so. Hopefully they can finally find that agreement, yeah. And let's get back to playing some ball.
They need to get that done for sure.
Absolutely. Feeding Tampa Bay has mega pantry locations around the area, and they are equipped to feed over 3,500 families with 175,000 pounds of food.
Amazing.
The weekly distributions provide 3 to 4 days of groceries, including shelf, stable, and fresh products. I put a list of locations with the days and times Feeding Tampa Bay Mega Pantries are distributing food on our 99.5 QYK Facebook page. St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman announced yesterday that employees of businesses operating in the city will be required to wear masks starting Friday.
Beginning at 5 p.m. on Friday, all St. Pete businesses, including restaurants, bars, gyms, retail establishments, entertainment businesses, and personal service businesses such as barbershops and salons will be required to have their employees wear a face mask or covering while in areas of the business open to the public.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, there's been some bars that have closed down because employees have tested for COVID. So
yep.
Take every precaution.
That's right. And violation of the order would be a municipal ordinance violation, which could, quote, result in financial or other business operations related sanctions. So it is a serious thing. And the mayor also announced that he's asked the city attorney to draft an order requiring residents to wear a mask when entering businesses and other indoor spaces where there are groups of people, excluding residences. That order, not complete, and will not go into effect before this weekend. And finally, more St. Petersburg news. The city of St. Petersburg is canceling its annual 4th of July fireworks. Ooh. Yesterday, we told you Tampa's Boom by the Bay got canceled. Well, now St. Pete has canceled theirs.
Come on, Kevin. Give us some good news about fireworks.
Dude, you can set them off in your backyard. There. Great news. See? Just do your
own. We're all going to do sparklers.
That's fine. Those work. The city of St. Petersburg tweeted, "In an effort to take preventative measures against COVID-19 by avoiding large gatherings, this year's 4th of July display has been canceled. We appreciate your patience as we prioritize the public health, safety, and well-being of our city's residents and visitors." And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Veteran CMA Award winner, Kevin. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.